From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Labor Department's latest report on unemployment due out this morning is expected to show a modest rise in hiring last month, with economists predicting a gain of about 60,000 jobs. But John Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says people who are out of work are still having a tough time.
If you're out of work, the job creation has been hard to come by. We're just not seeing the robust kind of growth that would really lead to driving unemployment down. And so it's hard to get in the door right now.
Economists say it would take 100,000 jobs being added each month just to keep up with population growth. Hurricane Tomas is gaining strength as it churns toward Haiti. Relief workers there are struggling to evacuate hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors from the crowded tent camps where they're living. This man using a bullhorn to plea with people to get to safer shelter. But many people are ignoring the warnings and refusing to move even as the storm approaches. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince says Tomas is expected to dump torrential rain on Haiti.
There certainly is the potential for flooding and for mudslides. People are also concerned about piles of rubble and debris that are getting shifted around as people attempt to knock down buildings, that some of these might slide if they do get 15 inches of rain, as forecasters say, might hit some parts of the country.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. President Obama departs today on a 9-day trip to Asia. NPR's Scott Horsley says one of the goals of the trip is to boost American trade to the region and by doing so help increase employment in the U.S.
Mr. Obama's first stop is India, where he'll meet with the prime minister, deliver a speech to parliament, and attend a gathering of U.S. and Indian business leaders. U.S. exports to India have more than tripled in the last 7 years. Mr. Obama wants to boost sales even more in the hope of encouraging much-needed job growth back home. The president will also make a long-delayed visit to Indonesia, where he spent part of his childhood, and he'll attend two international summit meetings in South Korea and Japan. The U.S. is anxious to play a more active role in Asia, which is home to the world's fastest-growing economies. While in South Korea, Mr. Obama could finalize a free trade agreement with that country. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In Indonesia, at least 65 people have been killed by the latest eruption of the Mount Merapi volcano. Dozens of others were injured, some with clothing and even mattresses fused to their skin by the intense heat of the searing gases. The latest eruption has prompted more frantic evacuations, some in villages where people had started going back to their homes. The eruptions have displaced about 150,000 people. An explosion at a mosque in northwestern Pakistan today has killed at least 15 people. Some 30 others were injured. This is NPR News from Washington. In one of the most hotly contested U.S. Senate races in the election, Democratic incumbent Patty Murray of Washington State has narrowly defeated Republican Dino Rossi. Murray says she'll look for common ground with Republicans in the Senate.
Now we have to get to work. A lot of challenges in front of this country. I want to make sure that Washington State has what it needs to get our economy back on its feet.
Murray's victory brings the total number of Democratic seats in the Senate to 53. Democratic Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois is all but claiming victory in one of the last gubernatorial races to be decided. But NPR's David Shaper reports Quinn's GOP opponent Bill Brady is not ready to concede.
Former Lieutenant Governor Quinn is seeking his first full term after being elevated to the office following the impeachment of former Governor Rod Blagojevich. Quinn had trailed Brady badly in early polls, but mounted a late comeback to tighten the race. And if the results hold, Quinn would be one of the few bright spots for Democrats in President Obama's home state of Illinois, where Republicans claim the president's former Senate seat and four Democratic congressional seats. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is the first anniversary of the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, and a granite memorial will be unveiled there this morning to honor the 13 people who were killed. Defense Department spokesman Jeff Morrill.
The entire Fort Hood family has shown truly exemplary strength and resilience as they work to recover, and we will continue to support them in every way that we can.
Morrill says Army Chief of Staff General George Casey and Army Secretary John McHugh will be at the ceremony today to present awards to more than 50 soldiers and civilians who helped save lives that day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.